The Pentecost day the Holy Spirit came. Acts, chapter 2, verses 1-4. Let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1-4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. In August, 1866, a ship called Sherman of the U.S. appeared in the Dong River in Pyongyang. Missionary Thomas was on this ship. He is the one that shed the blood of martyrdom for the first time in the history of Korean Christianity. He was sent at the age of 24 and arrived in China. A new pathway called Chosen Mission was opened and he arrived firstly on a little island near Bgryong Island. There he shared around 200 Bibles to the residents and preached the gospel. The seed of life was planted then, and now 90% of residents on Bgryong Island became Christians. And when he came near to Dong Riverside and Chosen on Sherman, there was an unarmed fight against military force in Chosen. On Sherman that got wrecked near Dong River shoreline, there was a person that threw the books out with all his strength. That was Missionary Thomas. He held the very last Bible tightly in his arms and jumped into the river. Soon after that he was caught by Chosen military force. A person called Chunkwin Park was in charge of execution. When Chunkwin held a knife and was about to slice the neck of Thomas, Thomas took the Bible out he held and gave it to Chunkwin. Later, Chunkwin Park that hit the neck of Missionary Thomas became an elder of Pyongyang Church, and the house of Young Sik Park that used pages of the Bible as wallpapers became the house of worship of Nuldari Church. Although Missionary Thomas could not even step on his feet on Chosen land and died at the young age of 27, the seeds of the gospel he planted were not in vain. These became roots of the evangelization of Korea today. This is not a mere coincidence. It was the work of the Holy Spirit. And this work of the Holy Spirit continued on. 113 years ago, our people lost our nation. It was a time of sorrow and darkness. It seemed there was no hope. In this historical moment, the wind of the Holy Spirit came. In 1907, at Jangdaehun Church in Pyongyang, there was a rally that continued for a week. Missionaries got up from where they were out of a sudden and repented, saying, "Because I thought our people were superior and we ignored Koreans, please forgive me." Pastors repented, saying, "I could not take care of the flock very well." The entire church was touched by the Holy Spirit and the repentance movement began. At that time, Elder Sunju Gil got up out of a sudden and said that "I am a person like Hakon," and in public, he repented of his sins. He said that when his friend was dying, he received a lump sum of money, trusting that Sunju would be able to look after it for him well. But this elder confessed that he took some of this and used it personally. He repented. This repentance became the starting point, and countless people stayed up all night and repented of their own sins, confessing and asking for forgiveness. From this revival, people began to grow morally and also spiritually to the next level. This was the grand revival moment of Pyongyang that took place 113 years ago. This was the work of the Holy Spirit, which was like the one that took place in the attic of Mark. The Church of Korea should not imitate tearing of the clothes and focusing on the events, but we need to pray that the work of the Holy Spirit that is original should take place this time again. In today's passage, we can see that the work of the Holy Spirit took place for the first time on the day of Pentecost. Through the Holy Spirit, the early church was established. The early church was full of the Holy Spirit and they said the words out, not according to their will, but according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. The center of everything was the presence of the Holy Spirit. This was the work of the Holy Spirit that was present on the day of Pentecost for the first time. These days, our society is morally and ethically as well as conscientiously paralyzed. It is a time where people are darkened spiritually and they lost their sense of direction. The wind of the Holy Spirit that was present at the early church should blow again, and a series of new changes should take place. On the day when the Holy Spirit was present for the first time, three kinds of changes took place. Firstly, in the hour when people trusted in the promise of God and were praying, They experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us read verses 1 to 2. It says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting." When they were all together in one place, praying, they experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit. Verse 1 says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place." Why were they all together? They were all together to pray. In Acts, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." When it was the day of Pentecost, people that were praying experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit working powerfully among them. It was the hour when they were all together, praying. In Acts, chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "In those days Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120. At that time, the people gathered around together were about 120 in number. When these people were all together, praying fervently, they experienced the work of the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost." In faith, one of the important things is praying. Every work of the Holy Spirit that took place in the Bible took place through prayers. When the Lord casted the demons out, disciples asked him, "We could not cast the demons out but because the Lord said, 'Get out,' these demons got out." At that time, he told them like this is in Mark, chapter 9, verse 29. He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." That is right. He said, "Prayer is the way." When 120 people were gathered together and held on to the promise, praying, they experienced the grace of the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost. Likewise, the fact that our church was able to come this far and was able to receive a lot of grace is due to the prayers of our people. Every single day, people take turns in fasting and praying. Every single day, we continue having a chain of prayers. There are countless people that participated in this. Also, for the last 20 years, prayer team ministry interceded for the people of our church and for our ministry. It sourced a new spiritual power for Yongan Church and it was a key to solve issues. Someone asked Spurgeon about how churches would revive. He said, "Go to the ground floor while preacher is sharing the sermon." There were people that went to the first worship service praying fervently for the sermon being preached. That is right, where there is prayer, the work of God is there. 120 people's special prayer team was stopped due to coronavirus. But we are about to restart having this. The criteria for joining this team is that someone should be able to pray for about 30 minutes to 1 hour or more and should be someone that has experienced the grace and is spiritually able. This is a team that prays for intercession. The amazing fact is that while we pray for other people, our own issues get resolved and we get to experience this. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that through these people, at our church, the work of the Pentecost would take place. We say excuses saying that we are busy and oftentimes, we treat prayers lightly. The religious reformist Martin Luther used to pray for 1 hour usually and when he had busy things, he extended his praying time to be 2 to 3 hours. Time of prayer is not a time wasted at all. Have a look at the presence of the Holy Spirit that was present at the day of Pentecost. Let us look at verse 2. It says, "Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting." It says, "A sound like the blowing of a violent wind came." It was a rushing wind. It was invisible to the eyes but as everyone was able to feel this powerfully, the presence of the Holy Spirit was there. So, the Holy Spirit was described as the wind. Also, it was portrayed as the fire. In verse 3, it says, "They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them." It means burning all the sins and being renewed by holiness as well. For sure, to have a victory as Christians, we must be fully filled by the Holy Spirit. A prayer that does not have the presence of the Holy Spirit becomes an echo that hits nothing. A worship service that does not have the presence of the Holy Spirit is like a sacrifice of Cain that was not accepted. The work of the Pentecost was a worship service that experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit. It was a prayer, it was a praise song, and it was a community. When people experience the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives, The way of living gets changed and the purpose they seek for gets changed. When we have a worship service and when we pray, we need to long to have a presence of the Holy Spirit. The people that God used greatly had a presence of the Holy Spirit. In the 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 13, it says, "So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and from that day on the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah." When God was appointing David as the king, he anointed him with oil and he was touched greatly by the Spirit of Jehovah. The Spirit of Jehovah refers to a presence of God. Let us long to have a presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us long to enter the house of God, commune with God and have a deep, spiritual relationship with Him. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that a presence of the Holy Spirit that is like the rushing and strong wind that blew at the Pentecost, would come again. On the day of Pentecost, people became one in Holy Spirit. Let us read verse 3. It says, "They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. The fire got divided like the tongue." Got divided does not mean it got destroyed. It has a meaning of being shared, allotted and distributed. In other words, it is sharing the Spirit that is holy. If the life till now was of a secular and worldly one, then after the point of experiencing the grace of the Holy Spirit, it is to be changed to a holy life. Grace is becoming the one in the Holy Spirit through the holy set-apartness. Have a look at the beginning of creation. First of all, God created the light. Genesis, chapter 1, verse 4, says like this. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. And He divided the light and darkness. If the grace is upon us, we get to differentiate the light and darkness. This is a life that is set apart in a holy way. We get to differentiate what is of God and of the world. We get to differentiate what is of the body and of the spirit. Believers are the people that are set apart. We need to be set apart, in our hearts, thoughts and actions, so that the Holy Spirit would walk with us. And He would give us the grace that is set apart. Time as well. If it's the day of God, spend it in a holy way as this is God's. Our material resources as well, if it is God's, then offer these differently. This is a life of a person that received the grace. Also, the saying that says, "things got divided like the tongue of the fire," means that things became one through the Holy Spirit. Having a life filled with the Holy Spirit means, people that are set apart are becoming one by the Holy Grace. What is secular gets extinguished by the fire of the Holy Spirit and becomes the one newly. After the advent of the Babel, He caused the languages to be different and made it to be disorderly. But, through the work of the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost, He made people to be united as one by the language. People that were gathered from various countries began to speak in one language. It was an amazing work of God. The sermon preached by Peter was understood by people in their own language no matter where they came from. That is right. The work of the Holy Spirit results in unity at all times. The grace of the Holy Spirit is being the one that leads and initiates, the Holy Spirit, God as well. It is all one. Being divided and being disorderly are not the will of God. The family needs to be one. The church needs to be one. The society needs to be one. Through the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost, He enabled everyone to listen and understand the Word of God by working through the language as well. The Holy Spirit caused everything to be united as one centered around Jesus Christ. For the last 40 years, I always thought of ministry as a glove ministry and ran towards it. If you see it from outside, it seems that everything is done by the gloves. However, in reality, the hands that are in the gloves are doing the work. In ministry as well, if the Holy Spirit does not help us, then we are unable to do anything. Therefore, we get to confess that it is the grace of God. On the day that the Holy Spirit came, people that experienced the fullness of the Holy Spirit got rid of the secular and worldly aspects and became the one in the Holy Spirit. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will become one with the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit only became the main thing. Let us look at verse 4. It says, "All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them." They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The early church, which was filled fully with the Holy Spirit, did not do things according to their thoughts, feelings, or their own ways. Their language and actions, as well, everything was led by the Holy Spirit. In Acts, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen." In Acts, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "But they could not stand up against his wisdom or the Spirit by whom he spoke." In Acts, chapter 13, verse 4, it says, "The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus." Verse 4 in today's passage as well, it says, "They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them." This is what a person that is filled fully with the Holy Spirit is like. We do not live according to our own ways. A person that is filled with the Holy Spirit is the one that lives according to the touch of the Holy Spirit and leading of the Holy Spirit. When we are like this, the Holy Spirit would guide our ways. Have a look at disciples before the Pentecost and after the Pentecost. Before the Pentecost, the disciples made the decisions well and made the confessions well as well. However, also, they were tempted easily and they fell down easily as well. When the Lord mentioned about the event of the cross, the disciples could not understand about the will of God and they said that they would protect the Lord. After they were strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they were changed completely. The direction that they pursued changed. From earthly, physical things, they pursued spiritual things. The party that they were to fight against changed as well. From having a fight against people, they changed it to a fight against Satan's. The purpose of life was changed as well. A life that was self-centered changed to be a life that was God-centered. What is the most important thing in Christian life? It is being filled fully by the Holy Spirit. If the baptism by the Holy Spirit is a once-off thing, then being fully filled by the Holy Spirit is a continual process through the Word of God, prayers and a life of service. We need to pray so that we would be fully filled by the Holy Spirit. The work of the Pentecost that took place was possible by the Holy Spirit. It was a worship service, prayer, praise and worship and a community that experienced the presence of God through the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, people that received grace and mature Christians get controlled by the Holy Spirit. They follow the touch of the Holy Spirit. Are you longing to live a holy life? Are you desiring to have a victory in the world out there? Long to be fully filled by the Holy Spirit. Would you like to live bearing good fruit in your life? We need to be fully filled by the Holy Spirit. This is what the early church was like, and this was the work of the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost. Let us ask the Holy Spirit for help as well. If the Holy Spirit helps us, then it is possible. I hope that the Holy Spirit would become a master of your lives, as well. The Holy Spirit needs to be our master and lead our lives. In John, chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." A revival as well, the Holy Spirit needs to enable this. In Acts, chapter 2, verse 47 says, "Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." Our future as well, the Holy Spirit needs to open it for us. The work of the Holy Spirit that was present at first, it took place when people were all together, praying. Let us long to have a presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us kneel down in prayer. The work of the Holy Spirit will surely take place. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.